Ted Cruz, possible Biden impeachment qualitatively different from Trump impeachments because of bribery allegations. By Jeff Poor on August 13, 2023. During this week's broadcast of FNC's Sunday Morning Futures, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, responded to fellow Republican lawmaker Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, who recently advised House Republicans against presidential impeachment. Cruz said the two previous Trump impeachments were bogus and that pursuing impeachment against President Joe Biden was qualitatively different because of the circumstances. Senator, then what is going on in the Senate with your Republican colleagues? Bartiromo asked. Here's what Mitch McConnell said this week. I said 2 years ago, when we had not one, but two impeachments, that once we go down this path, it incentivizes the other side to do the same thing. Impeachment ought to be rare. This is not good for the country. Does McConnell not understand the bribery charges? She continued. Does he not see these bank records that we have right here? Let's put those bank records up on screen because we have the bank records that House Oversight Committee lawmakers have released indicating $5 million to Hunter. The $5 million to Joe, all of these 20 shell companies where foreigners were sending millions. And then eventually the money made its way into Biden family bank accounts. So what does Mitch McConnell say? Have you spoken to your colleague Mitch McConnell? Look, I have no idea what Mitch knows or doesn't know, Cruz replied. I will tell you, there are very few people in the Senate that are following closely the details of what's happening here. Part of the reason is Senate Democrats want to have nothing to do with it. So we won't have a single hearing for the next 2 years in the Senate Judiciary Committee on any of this because the Democrats do not care. Not a single Democrat cares whether the President of the United States has received millions of dollars of bribes from foreign nationals. It doesn't matter because they put partisan politics above the rule of law. I will say, look, when the Democrats abused the impeachment power by impeaching Trump twice because they hated him, the impeachments were bogus, he continued. They were not well grounded factually or legally. I said at the time, they were setting in the motion a process where impeachment becomes a weapon each side uses against the other. And I think that's a bad dynamic. This is qualitatively different because the allegations here are of bribery, Cruz explained. Bribery is specifically enumerated in the Constitution of the United States. And the scope of it, $20 million while he was vice president. By the way, another $8 million just a few months after he finished being vice president from Communist China. We have the WhatsApp text that Hunter allegedly said to a senior Chinese communist official saying, I'm sitting right here next to my father. And if you don't pay me now, my father is going to punish you. Now, one of the things the IRS whistleblowers said is, they wanted to use GPS data to determine, well, was Joe Biden sitting next to Hunter? He added. We wanted to, is this text accurate? If Joe was next to him, that shows that Joe was part of the threat trying to extort cash from the Chinese. And, according to the IRS whistleblowers, DOJ said, no, you cannot determine whether Joe was actually sitting next to Hunter Biden when Hunter said, my dad's next to me. And we know the threat worked because, within weeks, over $8 million was transferred from the Chinese communists to the Biden family. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.